Sunshine up to 34 degrees.
Lots of sunshine as people are coming. Look, Craig, right on schedule, two red cars pulling in on this Valentine's Day. And as I look at the red cars, I'm caught by the red sweater of Bernadine Bukowski, who's joined us this morning, all ready for Valentine's Day. Huh?
Oh, yes. It's a wonderful day, and the sun is out all day today.
That's great. Well, we are always, when we come to Northridge, we'll talk about Northridgeville. Bernadine always gives us some good information about that. Not only you're involved in the community and, you know, council and that sort of thing, but the Corn Festival is something that you're really excited. Now, here we are in February. Are you thinking about the Corn? Craig and I don't start thinking about the Corn Festival until around June when we're planning out our festival schedule and where we want to be. But is that on your mind all the time?
Well, yes, of course, because my husband's chairman of the festival, and we just had a meeting last night to kick it off.
So what happened last night? Everybody said, okay, what do we do this year, or how does it start, or what?
Well, we just talk about what we're planning on doing, what we have to do yet, and what we want to just change some things around and do a little different and make sure it doesn't rain. One of the guys is in charge of sunshine for this next year because we had rain last year for half of it.
Sounds like the groundhog people where they give names or the people in charge of the weather and other things like that. But I guess that's a key. I mean, any festival likes nice weather, right? So
yes.
That it brings people out to enjoy what's happening there. Can you share with some of the things that you might be planning for this coming year?
Well, this is our 43rd year for the Corn Festival, so we're going to try to have a lot of our activities that we've always had and try to improve on each one. We're just kind of talking about the new beers that we might have and the new things that we're going to do for the parade, you know, and get all of our equipment and everything ready to get it going. We're going to have Chris Higbee back. He was there last year, and he plays a fiddle, and plays somewhat country, but he's a very interesting entertainer, and he's going to be at the Cuyahoga County Fair the day before, so it will really, you know, a lot of people in this area will get to see him. And we're also going to have on Friday night the Beatles. It's going to be a little different thing on the Beatles, but the Paul McCartney and all of that will be there. So
these are things, obviously, you have to get those entertainers and then entertainment and even the ride people sort of in place, locked in, because they may have other commitments at some point, so you have to make sure you get all that settled. Right?
Yeah, we usually get them around the end of the year and get them under contract. And once in a while, one of them will pull out of their contract, and then it's a mad race to get somebody. But we're, for the most part, we always, and the ride people, we'll have the same ride company we've had for a number of years. They work out well and they're safe, and so we keep on their schedule. You don't want to have to go out and find somebody else.
You don't want to reinvent the wheel, right? This Corn Festival, you say 43 years working well, but as you mentioned, you want to try to make things the same but different, right? You want to make people who say, I like it this way, but yet you want to add new things that maybe would just make some people look at it a different way.
I mean, interests change and everything, so we want to keep up to date with things. And we had the balloon guy and magician that was there last year, and he probably will be returning again this year. Everybody really liked him, so that I'm sure that will come back this next year.
Great.
One of my favorites, of course, the Classic Car Show.
Oh, yes.
Not real big, but some of the vehicles you have there, I've never seen them anyplace else. We have a lot of really cool car collectors here in this part of the state.
And we will have, of course, we will have that again. And I'd forgotten, they did talk about that last night. And we have some, in fact, one of the men that, he has come to every one of our car shows, and now his daughter is joining us on the committee. So it's just kind of the family just keeps coming back. And so that's what we really like. The kids you should hear when they write their scholarship applications, they tell about some cute little thing that they remember from the Corn Festival growing up. And it's just really fun to hear that. Of course, after 43 years, they're starting to bring their kids and maybe starting even grandchildren.
Well, when you had that special anniversary, you invited all of them to come back, right?
Yeah,
that
time, yeah, so. We did, yes, at our 40th anniversary.
So we're talking this morning with Bernadine Bukowski, North Ridgeville Corn Festival, second weekend in August. Right? That's
right.
How that's determined.
Yes, yeah. It's always the second weekend.
And people know that as one of the stops on their festival tours of Lorain County. Any new food ideas? That's usually the part. People come for rides or entertainment or food. You did mention beer. Did I hear you say something about beer, or was I mishearing?
Yes, okay. Well, we do. Yes, we have a beer tent that keeps on growing. I don't know if we're going to have any specific new beers. I think we're going to have quite a bit of pizza this year. Of course, it's pretty early. We haven't gotten our contracts back for the food yet, but we'll have over 100 vendors.
Sure. What's the corn season going to be like? Should we get a prediction here? For those
they must have somebody monitor that.
Yeah, for those people selling with the corn futures investment to see how that's going to work. What else is going on in North Ridgeville these days that you're excited about?
The bulldozers are all over town.
Yeah, we had the mayor on yesterday, and he talked about that. It's widespread across the city. It's just not here by Dunkin' Donuts and I-480 and Lorain, but other pockets of the city as well.
Oh, yes. We're just improving all our roads all at one time. So that way, if you have two or three years of just complete chaos, it'll be finished for 30 years. So that's one way you can look at it.
Right.
But the company that's working on Center Ridge is really good. They're really clean. They clean up after themselves. They seem to be very safe, and they get the cars moving and stuff, do their work, and it seems like a really good company. The one on Lear Nagel has not caused a lot of big problems either, so it's so far, keep your fingers crossed, it's going pretty smoothly. And, of course, then they'll be doing the roundabout the end of August down there on 83 and Mills Road. So that'll be another exciting 2 months.
Now, any idea when you open that, if you'll have a ribbon cutting? Will it be like a four-way ribbon cut? Or any idea what will be done for that? Because Bruce wants
Jensen
to be
on
there.
One side, Mayor Gillick on the other, and they go, all right, we're going to cut this thing. And good luck to both of you, how that works.
Well, I don't know exactly what's going to happen. Maybe they'll just stand right in the middle of it.
Like a statue,
cut the ribbon, yes. No one has talked about exactly how we were going to do it.
We should sell tickets to stand in the middle of the roundabout.
Yeah,
as it
sure,
opens up.
For a fundraiser.
I don't know, that seems weird.
Right. Have you driven through a roundabout? Personally?
Oh, yes, yeah. Lots of them, yeah. Yes. And they, of course, over in Europe, they have a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And my daughter lives in Southlake, Texas, and they have them in their developments and everything else. And it just moves the traffic right along.
Keeps it moves a little safer, prevents some of those other dangerous accidents can happen when people are crossing through that.
Right, it's a lot safer there, and it's a lot more reasonable to operate. It costs just a little bit more to put in, but you never have to worry about the traffic light not working or buying this stupid thing and falling down or whatever, because we don't need a traffic light.
We're excited to see that. So in August, you got the start of the month. We've got the North Ridgeville Corn Festival, and sometime later that month, the roundabout.
In fact, we'll go through the roundabout to get to the Corn
Festival.
For those
folks who are coming in through there.
Yeah.
As
coming
well.
Off 90, sure.
Absolutely. Well, Bernadine, we appreciate you coming in this morning to share some information about the North Ridgeville Corn Festival as we spotlight the city of North Ridgeville. You know, also in North Ridgeville, they got the Sandy Ridge Reservation. So we're going to find out about what animals are out there at this time of the year, and also